Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In today's episode, we're diving into the urgent need to modernize America's transportation infrastructure, from improving road safety and bridge integrity to shifting towards proactive, data-driven maintenance strategies. Traditional monitoring tools like cameras and sensors often fall short, reacting only after problems arise. But as AI and IoT-powered sensors are integrated into highways and city streets, the question becomes, do state and local governments have the right infrastructure to truly unlock their potential? To explore this, I sat down with Mark Pittman, founder of Blinksy and director of transportation AI at Bentley Systems, along with Josh Finke, senior vice president, public sector at Lumen. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Josh and Mark. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and looking forward to it as well.
Pleasure's all mine. Excited to be here.
Let's start off the conversation by talking about the trends that you're seeing today that are driving the adoption of AI. And we'll go with Josh for this one.
It's a great question. When we look at the market today, AI is omnipresent. It's in everyone's viewpoint. For a requirement for being able to move forward on technology, infrastructure, being able to move government services forward. And the trends that we're seeing are that AI is seeing explosive growth. And what that means for Lumen in particular and our ability to help serve our customers is that explosive growth requires bandwidth. Many times AI is focused on the data center portion, and we think about power, compute, and cooling, but the network is one of the most critical components. If you can't connect the data to the AI workflows in the data center, then you're not getting anywhere. And that's one of the big focuses that we have as an organization, and we're finding that the market is coming to a big realization around.
Great insights there, Josh. Now, Mark, what is the current state of America's roadways and transportation networks?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. I think about a roadway network today the way you would think about the world. And that is often kind of broken apart into pieces. So if you drive down the roadway today, you're never going to know where a city road begins, a county road ends, or a state road starts. And this is really representative of the bit of fragmented nature of our transportation network. I think many members of the public get frustrated that they don't know who to call or what's going on kind of across the world in the infrastructure network today. I think holistically, we try to really work together across these silos that exist across our transportation network, but it's really hard to do. And I think that's a lot of the work that happens across these agencies is to understand what those silos do, what they represent, how they can work together and how they can't work together. And that's a really kind of core piece of our transportation network. I think our network is also really fundamentally dependent on government direction. And of course, it is really, really fundamentally dependent on those who use the roadway network. You often see signs on the roadway asking you to and directing you to engage in certain kind of behavior. But remember, the government requires your acquiescence in doing that. If you don't engage in the detours on the roadway, then the detours become pointless. If we clog local roads because there's a detour on a major road, for example, these things all piece together. So think of the transportation roadway network more broadly. It's a bit of a fragmented view of the world and everyone going about their day trying to engage in the best course of action for them and their respective business. And that kind of brings us to a reality that sometimes creates friction and isn't always seamless and painless for the end user, those of us driving on the roads.
That's fascinating. Now, as a follow-up, how does this impact drivers as well as the communities they live and work in?
Yeah, it's a really great question. I mean, I think, you know, for us at the end of the day, as a human driving the roadway network, we're frustrated with all of the changes that we see happening in our global environment. We know that there's fewer tax dollars available to engage in infrastructure repairs because we see inflation every day when we go to the grocery store. We drive the roadways, we feel the bumps and the dings and the dents on the roadway as we go about them. But we're also entirely dependent on that roadway network. The wear and tear on our vehicles is getting increased every year. Climate and increased temperatures are having an adverse impact on our infrastructure, which is then having a reciprocal impact on us as drivers. We're seeing and experiencing this reality in near real time all of the time. And I think that's really the cacophony here of putting these things together. What does this look like? What's the roadway network that we experience as humans? And what can we do to help and support that? What is it that we can do as the traveling public to do our part in ensuring our infrastructure is longer lived and less expensive. And that's really been a key focus for us.
Excellent, excellent. Great insights there, Mark. Now, Josh, how exactly is AI a game changer for states and localities when it comes to roadway maintenance and improving safety?
Yeah, it's another great question. When you look at the challenge that organizations at all levels of government face in trying to manage safety, trying to manage the infrastructure around roads, there's a massive amount of data that is coming in at all times, and looking at not only prioritization of which initiatives matter for solving the fastest, but in addition to that, which will have the greatest impact on safety, around road efficiency, around driving limited dollars into improvements in infrastructure. AI's ability to process that information and provide actionable outcomes is incredibly critical. We also find that the ability to collect data directly at the source is incredibly important for being able to make informed decisions. We know that there's significant budget constraints. We know that there's limited dollars. The ability to effectuate change in the most meaningful way and the most impactful way is something that governments of all sizes, again, are looking to do. And the ability to leverage AI to help in that decision-making process and, again, collect data directly from the source, that's critical to being able to find success in moving forward on infrastructure projects.
Mark, anything to add there?
Think about government from a policy perspective. The most expensive asset that we own as taxpayers in the United States or in any country is our public infrastructure. The bridges, the sewers, the power lines, all of it is public infrastructure. And it's the single most valuable thing that exists in our society. Without it, imagine your life, right? It wouldn't exist. Diagrams like to depict roadways replaced with canals to kind of understand, help you understand and depict in your minds what the world would look like without the roads that we're reliant on. And this is like a really, really crucial part of what we do every day. So AI has the power to transform how we manage that infrastructure. Really simple things such as potholes have the power to degrade the road base in a roadway section. So imagine it's winter and wet in your roads, a snowplow goes through and pulls up a small piece of asphalt. That pothole starts small. And then over time, more snowplows drive over it and they pick up the asphalt around it. And that pothole becomes bigger and bigger. Cars drive through it. And now they depress the pavement underneath it. All of a sudden, that pothole has turned into a large sinkhole that could potentially depress the pavement itself and cause the road base to get eroded. If that happens, you have to dig up that entire road and reconstruct it. So using AI to identify issues like that, small potholes that need to be patched really inexpensively and quickly in order to prevent and further deterioration and wear and tear, is a really crucial part of what AI can do in the roadway maintenance system. Similarly, safety critical assets such as stop signs or yield signs, traffic signals or guardrail, knowing when they're damaged, when they're obstructed, when they're not visible to the public is really crucial. You don't want someone driving through a four-way stop because they can't see the stop sign because it's been obstructed by trees or been knocked down by a windstorm. AI plays a critical role in helping speed up the velocity and the coverage in which we can expect our public infrastructure without needing a human in the loop.
It's absolutely fascinating, Mark. Now, I think the question on the tip of everyone's tongue is, what infrastructure would need to be in place to ensure that these IoT and AI sensors can actually deliver?
Yeah, I think that's really the best part is it doesn't require the government to engage in any action specifically. We have really focused on our application of using the drivers out there. They are the network. They are the nerve center of the world. Much like the internet helps us understand and respond to critical issues, so for example, you can see on Google search the most searched topics of that day. You know that certain reporting leads to increased web traffic, right? We see these things kind of happen organically. The more people that flock to a store, the more stores we build. So how do we use that same mentality and apply that to government? The way we did that is we really focused on the drivers themselves. The drivers are the conduit to this information. They're experiencing the roadways. We're building the roadways for that human driver. How do we help understand what they're seeing? So by connecting technology together, we can help take pieces of the picture and make it available to our government infrastructure employees to maintain and operate that network to support our human drivers today and autonomous vehicle drivers, of course, tomorrow in the most effective way. So the data, of course, is the key, right? That sensor, something has to detect and inspect this application for us. So what we start kind of high level, we looked towards the crowdsourced dash cams that are already on the nation's roadways. Every day, millions of vehicles go about their day-to-day activities, generate commercial vehicles, delivering your groceries, making sure your pet food's in the store, and providing the clothes that we wear every day. And they engage in this action of just driving the roadway network. By powering the dash cams that connect those drivers back to the infrastructure, we can connect the issues and defects that they identify in near real time using AI and report those back to government. This is a world in which cars talk to infrastructure and infrastructure talks to cars without either of them actually having to be engaged with each other. The public doesn't have to call the DOT. The DOT doesn't have to ask anything of the public. This is happening in the background to benefit all.
Josh, anything to add to this point?
You know, when we look at the infrastructure required, again, it's the concept of data needs network. And we commonly say here at Lumen, data needs to find fiber as fast as possible. When you look at not only the plethora of data, but in addition to that, the volume that is coming in from all of the different sensors, in addition to being able to connect that bit data back to a data center in real time with as minimal delay as possible and keep it secure, that really necessitates a network infrastructure that is not only modernized, but expansive and gets you everywhere that you need to be. The final piece around that is latency matters, especially when you're talking about road data and the ability to monitor safety and get data decisions made in real time. And that's where an ultra low latency network that is based on the largest fiber rollout in many decades now comes into play. And that's our differentiator.
Well, thank you both for this insightful conversation. I think our listeners will get a lot of value out of this. But before we wrap up, I want to give you both the opportunity to give any parting shots to our listeners. And we'll start with Mark for this first.
Yeah, I think about this from a user perspective. If you go to a car dealership today and you buy a new car off the lot, every car that you buy will have cameras in the front. They're engaging in something called ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance. They help you keep the lanes. They understand the distance of the vehicle in front of you. They might even help you parallel park. It's a standard that's been built into every new vehicle for the last several years and ongoing, which means cars today are seeing the roadway the way an autonomous vehicle would, or the same way grandma would in her Buick. And we want to enable that technology at scale everywhere. Leveraging and powering this with a variety of new data sets becomes the key application. We're excited to last week announce the first of its kind global partnership to integrate Google Street View data globally into our technology. Now we have a baseline, imagery that everyone uses and sees every day in Street View to understand the condition of our roadway infrastructure. So if we look at environments like the Pacific Palisades that had devastating fires, we want to understand what the infrastructure looked like before the fires. Now, using crowdsourced dashcam imagery, we can understand what that roadway looks like after a fire, and during the recovery process, we can continue to keep a pulse on that. So for the driving public, for the members of the public at large, I think the important thing to keep in mind is we are building technologies that help solve the problem that you experience every day. We are leveraging technology to accelerate the speed at which we can reduce the impact on your infrastructure and, of course, improve your driving experience. And we do that in close partnership with the cities, counties, and state departments of transportation across the country and the world. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, those public servants are the ones that we serve, the ones who serve you.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Mark. Josh, you want to close us out?
When we look out at the world today, we very much understand, looking at the past few years, that innovation is rapid and change is guaranteed. The ability to leverage a network that's going to support that innovation and the pace for data consumption, the pace for data evaluation and decisions being able to made off of that, that's a critical function that many businesses are really struggling to adapt to in a fast enough manner. Partnering with an organization like Lumen on your data connectivity journey is something that we feel very strongly can help an organization, a business, a government be able to go and deliver on the initiatives that we know are ahead. And we're all about mission enablement. We very much understand that in order for your organization to operate in the best manner, we need to be a partner to that journey. And we strongly believe in not only the technical innovation that we're bringing to the space, but in addition to that, our commitment to driving innovation and, again, being the backbone of the new AI economy.
Thank you, Mark and Josh, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit us at governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.